Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? We've made it to episode 197. We're almost there.
We're actually at 197 this time. It is not a joke. Well, it wasn't a joke when I said it either. I was just confused.
No, you're very confused. Like, you were shocked, actually.
Yeah, and also, I've decided I'm going to start wearing Christmas sweaters, and I don't care.
Oh, are you wearing one now?
Yeah, it's Max. It's the Grinch's dog.
Oh, well, I'm saving mine for December, but I did just buy two at Target.
Well, I figured if I start wearing them now, then it gives me an excuse to buy more.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I was just not going to wear the old ones that I have.
We have to do matching jammies. Should we get the for the Mems ones? For the Mems?
I thought that would be funny, but you shut me down. We should get matching pajamas,
though. I don't think a $200 joke is that funny.
It's kind of an expensive joke for not lasting very long. If you guys hear any leaf blowers or anything going on, apparently there's some rain coming, so they're cleaning out my rain gutters.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck does rain have to do with leaf blowers?
Because they're using it to blow out the...
Oh, the gutter, like the rain. Yeah. I've literally never done that.
Do you have gardeners? What do you... You own your house, so I don't know.
Yeah, but he just cuts my grass.
No, I feel like they will do...
Oh, he definitely has not gotten up on a ladder and done any sort of work up there. But I do know a guy that can do it, so... Gotta give him a call. Saw him on Facebook.
How long have you... Oh my God, no.
I have lived here since 2021.
Wow, and you've never done it? Does it rain a lot there?
Yeah, it rains all the time.
Maybe it's just it rains enough that it doesn't get clogged then. Because I think that's my problem is... It, not my problem personally, but in California. That it doesn't rain that much, so then it gets all like clogged up and then they have to clean it
out. I think the rain cleans it out.
That probably makes sense, yeah.
I got more lip filler. Cancel me in the comments.
Well, you were going to a little while ago and then I backed out.
I was a chicken shit and I couldn't deal with it. And then I was like, also just, I don't know. I got scared. I was like, it's going to be too much. They are still swollen. Okay. So don't actually bully me in the comments. Not yet, at least. Give it a week before you bully me. They're just a little bit fuller. I got half a syringe. Like, it was just, you know, like a titty bit. It was so tiny.
Are you happy with it? Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt nearly as much, I think, because it was less pokes. And then also I knew what to expect. It honestly just feels like people are popping really big pimples on your lips repeatedly.
That sounds very painful.
No, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. But it was quick.
As someone who is chronically having like cracks at the... does anyone else have that? Like, I get dry corners.
I've gotten that
mouth
a few times in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Also, that just like really sparked a very weird thing in my brain that I have been seeing all over my TikTok For You page. Sorry, but I need to talk about it. Celebrities getting some sort of work done that is like making them age backwards like 20 years, even if they have really bad plastic surgery, like Christina Aguilera.
They're getting like a procedure done, or is it...
We don't know. Everyone's like, what the fuck are they doing? Because it's Christina Aguilera, it's Jennifer Aniston, Lindsay Lohan's a big one.
Lindsay Lohan, tell me why she looks exactly like Alex Cooper.
Well, she looks like her... She literally looks like Freaky Friday Lindsay Lohan.
She looks like Lindsay Lohan, but literally something about the two of them, like I saw Lindsay Lohan like once she...
That.
Oh my God. It's like their makeup done the same. But then I felt validated because I scrolled in her comments for a little bit and I found one that was like, why
scrolls like for
Alex
5 hours,
like,
finally finds one that says the same thing.
No, it was like one of the top 10 and I was like, oh my God, thank God I'm not alone, because it was driving me insane.
I was like,
what did she get done? How did she do it?
That's... it's what, like, I want to know.
They're getting like facelifts or something, but it's like...
No, I genuinely think they all look fantastic. And Lindsay Lohan also, it could have... I don't know if she's sober.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, well, that could have a lot to do with it too, but it definitely looks like something was done and it looks incredible. And that Monica from Friends, her transformation is crazy. She looked, and this is not... sorry, she looked like kind of botched like a few years ago. Something here was not right. They like had taken too much out of her face or
she
something.
She looked a little tight. No, but I've been thinking, every time I see Lindsay Lohan, I'm like, what did they do?
God,
like,
whatever they did, do it to me 20 times, please.
Literally, I was like, how much
never wanted anything more.
It's insane. Like,
she just, and literally her skin looks like glass.
And not in a,
oh, not in a Botox way.
No.
It's so like, gorgeous. It's insane. I don't know.
It's just like, stop.
I've seen things on TikTok about like facial balancing is what some injectors will call it. And they like do miniature things all over your face to kind of like
where it's
balance
like filler
you out.
To like make.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it though. Because they, no, it seems like they're like,
it's definitely all like needles, smaller. Facelift. Literally, I saw a plastic surgeon say online that they thought it was everything at once is what they were calling it. It's like, they don't get one thing done, one thing done. They go under and get everything done.
These are all the treatments I think Lindsay Lohan has had done as an aesthetics doctor working in the industry. Botox, surgical brow lift, upper blepharoplasty, rhinoplasty, some degree of surgical facelift, likely an endoscopic approach, lip lift, lip fillers, and veneers. By having these treatments done all at once means that you can't quite pinpoint what she's had done, which lends itself to a more undetectable outcome unless you really know what you're looking for.
But here's the thing. When are they recovering? They don't like disappear for a long period of time. It's like Christina Aguilera, for example, like she's been...
Well, yes, they do. If Christina Aguilera disappeared for a month, nobody would notice. You know what I mean? Like, well, a celebrity can go away for a month
like
and they're fine.
But also it's like a long, like, I don't know. I feel like the people that have been doing it haven't though. Like they've been doing like press and like Lindsay's been filming fucking Freaky Friday sequel.
Yeah, but she could have done this way before that. I don't know. I think that everybody's beautiful. You don't need to do anything. What I do like is that it's correcting a lot of like the bad plastic surgery. You know what I mean? Because yeah, that can get kind of scary.
Yeah. No, we need to know. Someone
we need
us.
To know. Somebody find it out. One of you girlies has to know. You guys are smart.
My mom's like, you need to drink more water, which like, yeah, I'm sure I do. But I
or just any water.
I don't feel like
just a drop here or there. When you're in the shower, just open your tongue.
No, but there have been periods where I've really committed to drinking water a lot.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you need to do it for like months. It's not gonna be like a
yeah,
few
that's
weeks.
True.
And I'm like, yeah, I know, but it just doesn't feel like it. I don't know.
Is it like painful when you drink water? Like, do you really hate it?
It's just like a chore. It just feels like I have to like, I don't know.
Like you don't reach for water because that's what
no,
you want.
No. I feel like I used to drink a lot more liquid. Like when I was working at Clever, I was drinking like 5 Dr. Peppers a day. I just like don't drink that much liquid anymore. Like I do when I eat. And then it's kind of just like, I don't know. I'm just like not that thirsty.
Do you pee?
And then randomly I'll get like really thirsty. But yeah, but no. I don't know.
I don't know, like, if I pee.
You would definitely, based on my water intake, I can't think of like how often I do. I mean, I definitely.
Like when you wake up in the morning, do you have to like run and go pee?
I don't have to run, but I go pee.
I walk slowly.
I meander to the bathroom. No, I think if you like looked at my water intake over the course of my life, you would be like, no. That's not true. She would be dead.
Yeah, no, I believe you on that, actually.
And I'm like, no, there's water.
I mean,
truly,
the way that we drank, you actually quite literally got hammered at the Sabrina Carpenter concert. And I did not once see you drink just a drop of water in my house.
No, but you put Gatorades in my room.
I said water, not Gatorade. You're like, I drink Gatorade.
First ingredient. There's water in Gatorade.
Well, okay, so that's what I was going to say. There's water in everything. There's water in
yeah,
Dr.
Exactly.
Pepper.
So I just get my water elsewhere.
Okay, maybe we can work on those like those flavor drops that you put in water, like the water top.
I've tried those. I don't like those either.
Oh, well, any suggestions? We're going to have to like, I feel like when you're like 50, I'm going to have to like order you IVs to your house.
Yes, I'm okay with that. Put some NAD in it.
Okay.
Anyway, shall we move on?
We certainly shall.
Some people like our tangents and just rambling, but other people do not.
Yeah,
I won't say
one
names.
Person in particular. Let's move on to our first topic, which is the hairstylist that is being sued by a former client. I feel like at this point...
She's being sued?
She's being sued,
oh,
yeah.
I actually did know that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I feel like we've just been here. How many times do we come to client and service worker are fighting? They're being sued. One person stalking the other. What the fuck is happening with these people?
I just am like, unless you're gonna get this, like, crazy insane payout, who wants to do that? Like, we're still waiting. It's been a year. I think, no, December 15th was when she filed it. But it's been almost exactly a year. And I'm like, can we just...
I'm over it.
Does anyone want to be here anymore?
No,
like,
I think that
doing?
There are some situations where small claims court makes sense. Because it's less time,
small
less money. It's just less commitment in general.
Yes,
and I do definitely. Think that that's a smart decision. She didn't specify that she's going through small claims court. I hope to God that she is, because this is under, I think the whole, like, even if she wants to get everything back, it's like $2,200, which is
a
lot of money.
Like,
but
what
it's
is
like,
she suing for? Like emotional distress because of her hair? Because like, I mean.
No, she's suing for the total cost of her hair.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was expensive, but like, not that expensive.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into it and exactly what she alleges happened, because she's alleging that basically the damage that she endured is worth suing, and we'll get into all of that. But we have two main characters. We have Emily, who is the customer, and then we have Abby, who is the stylist. Huge shout out, first of all, to Marky, because had it not been for him having videos on this, we would not be able to cover this, because Emily has deleted everything. Every shred of this is gone.
And it's funny because I sent you Abby's video yesterday.
We started with that because we're always asked backwards.
Yeah, I was like, that's the only, I always come in like three chapters late.
Yeah.
That was the first one I had seen. So I actually haven't seen any of the Emily ones.
Yeah. So Emily actually is the one that started taking this to social media. So Emily was a client of Abby's for 2 years. And we're going to find out the whole backstory and how everything went down. But she was not a new client that went to Abby and was like, oh, you fucked up my hair. This was someone that had seen her for a while. It's similar to like if I had an issue with my hairstyle now, and I've been going to her for a few years too. It's kind of bizarre for it to happen that far in. Usually they have bad experiences like right up front.
It's like, I could never do that to Looks by Laurel.
I know. Even if they
shave
like
my head, and I'd be like, well, I mean, it kind of looks good. And people liked me in a pixie.
They did. Oh boy, they did. Sloan Bella 8. But it was Emily that started everything technically. So
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Was it one of the situations where like everyone was Emily's, like everyone was Team Emily before Abby responded?
Yeah, it was something like that. Because Abby didn't respond for a while.
You always have to be like, is the other shoe going to drop?
But Emily started with a video that was at first asking the hair girlies for help.
Anybody knows anything about damaged hair, please let me know. I've lightened my hair so many times in my life and I've never really had issues. But this last time, sometime in June, I lightened my hair just a little bit and my bangs are now like bangs again. They're like this long. They were like this long. It's been years growing up my hair. So my bangs were this long and now they're this short.
Is the damaged hair in the room with us? What?
Yeah. When I first saw that, I was like, your hair looks amazing. Like that was my first thought. I was like, you look amazing. But I will say, as someone who has like shorter layers, you know, like a little bit past my chin, should they just start breaking to be bangs up to here, I would be alarmed as well. I would be like, why is that happening?
Yeah, but I guess you have breakage from damaged hair, but as someone that has had very damaged hair.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be, like, just my bangs. It was, like, my problem that I would have is that it would break off more in the back from, like, having it in a ponytail and stuff and also dyeing it 8 different colors in a year.
I think it could be different for everyone depending, only because I'm thinking of that picture of Ariana Grande with the chemical cut right here in the front. Like this.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're...
We'll put it up here, but it was something. Like, it's something you can't even fucking hide because it's like all your baby hairs. And that was bad. Like, that was actually a chemical cut. This is like, they just look like bangs. I don't know. I mean, not to like tell her that it's not valid to feel, you know, alarmed.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't want bangs and you have bangs, that could be upsetting. I get it. But it's a weird place to only have breakage there. And it's like, is it still happening? I guess that's what she wants advice for, to make it stop. But like, how is...
I suppose so. We don't have the full first video. We just know that the first video she had was kind of like, what do we do? Like, oh my gosh, this is happening. But she wasn't directly calling Abby out. But then she does. And this is her first video calling out Abby. And we learn over time that the reason that she ended up calling her out by name and was like really getting into it is because she wanted to get an answer from her. She felt like Abby ghosted her and that Abby didn't take any accountability. We have all their messages and we'll talk about that. But she just felt like slighted and wanted to get her attention. And then this was her being like, okay, well then fuck you. I'm gonna get your attention this way.
So I went to go see Abby Brooke. She over processed my hair. It is damaged beyond belief. My hair was like, it's like down to here. Now this is what I'm left with. I've been trying to talk to her about finding a solution.
She does keep bringing out the front. It's notable that it's not like that around her entire head.
Well, that's what I'm confused. I'm like, that looks more like you just had like layers.
I will say over processed hair, when I heard that, I'm like, okay, as someone who has like a balayage, okay, I get processed hair, but it's a lot different than like, for instance, like you are getting a lot of bleach on your head.
Yeah.
That has and more of a risk.
Trust me, I have had hair that was like literally raking off. Yeah. Like it was not a good time, but she has
dark hair. So you wouldn't even need to process it.
Like how damaged could it be?
Now, I do think that if it's like an inexperienced hairstylist, they could have over processed it and then just like put like a dark toner or something to like cover it up. So I don't think the shade of brown can necessarily tell you how processed hair is, but I don't know.
But I don't think she, like, unless she was getting like bleach blonde like streaks in the front.
Well, a perfect example is like my hair, before it gets toner in it, is bleach blonde. Like, they do bleach it, but I don't think it's as much as, like,
if not like bleached bleach blonde. Like, I,
yeah, no, it's hair, white.
What?
Yeah, my balayage is like white before they tone it,
but not like your whole head. I
no,
guess.
No, so no, I, no, no, no,
no. But also, even then, I'm like, to get my hair like bleach blonde, which is why we still haven't done it. It took us over 9 hours the first time.
Jesus.
And I have like light brown hair. Like, I would have even said I had blonde hair, but I
may just be dumb and not know exactly how it works. But her hair's so dark. I'm like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
To over-process.
Well, I just like
it.
I don't see. Like, it doesn't look like she got a super dramatic balayage. But also, again, if you don't want bangs and you have bangs, that's unfortunate. But she's getting it behind her ears perfectly. But, like, it's clearly not breaking off that much.
Right.
Hair, if it's really damaged and you're putting it behind your ears, that is going to break it off. So I feel like it's interesting that it's fine to do that.
Like, fuck up my hair. That's fine. It's just in how you fix the solution that matters. It's what you do to rectify the situation, that's what matters. So for the past 3 months, I've been trying to talk to her via DMs, even in person, about the damage, and she's just kind of like shrugged it off and blamed me for it. The only reason she reached out to me was to tell me to take down the review. I put it up, not to be petty, but just because I wish that one of the many girls that messaged me saying they had the same experience with her, I wish one of them had written a review, so maybe I wouldn't have gone to her and I'd still have my hair in my head. After gaslighting me, she pretty much told me that there's nothing she can do to make me happy, even though she didn't offer any solution or try to do anything. And so she's been ghosting me. I said I wanted to talk to her in the salon. Immediately, her mom runs up to me and is in my face, trying to talk to Abby. And I pretty much showed her. I said, hey, I figured I'd come and show you in person. This is my hair. Nothing that you lightened is left in it. Like, what can we do? I've tried to talk to you. You've ghosted me. You won't respond to me. I'm desperate. The whole time, Abby's sitting there smirking at me. She wasn't concerned at all. She had no compassion. She didn't care. She goes, Emily, I lightened your hair 4 months ago. I said, no, 3 months ago. It was June.
No, it was 3.5.
Okay, Clinton Kane.
Oh my God, literally, where's the Google calendar? No, that is kind of silly though. Come on.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Turtle Beach.
This Christmas, I know exactly what I'm getting myself. That's right, myself. It's the Turtle Beach Stealth 700, and oh my gosh, these headphones are a gamer's dream. You guys know I love to play Fortnite, and these are everything I want in a gaming headphone. They are wireless, they are comfortable, they have an 80-hour battery. So the girlies that forget to charge things, like me, you're covered.
No,
don't worry about it.
I just started using mine. I also am excited because I feel like very often it comes up that I'll be editing and I need to like screen record to show something, but it would be better if I was also like narrating what that something was that I'm doing instead of just like clicking around. And for that, this is perfect because there's a little fold down microphone. I feel like Britney Spears.
That's how I talk to my friends every night.
And maybe it'll also be my segue into the gaming community.
There you go. And the Stealth 700 has the industry's first ever crossplay dual wireless transmitter, which basically means that you could seamlessly switch between your PC and your console with just a click of a button. That is so cool.
So if you guys want to get in touch with your inner gamer as well and try out Turtle Beach for a limited time, you can use the code DWKT at turtlebeach.com and you'll get access to their site-wide holiday sale.
And after you purchase, they will ask how you heard about them. Please let them know that the girlies sent you. It helps us a lot. And happy holidays from Turtle Beach.
At that point, it's not her. Like, if it happened like that week, I would be concerned.
Okay,
like,
that is the biggest thing. So she goes on and on about how it was like an over the time situation. And then Abby's going to come back and just be like, that's something that you would have noticed right away if it was an over processing issue. This is either like a bad, because spoiler alert, she has extensions. 4 wefts in her head right now. So extensions can badly damage your hair. Like, badly.
Yes, I will concur. I also think it's interesting because, like, if she did fuck up her hair, yes, I think she should, I guess, try and fix it. But, like, what do you want her to do?
Put it back.
You can't just like, you know, like, grow it back, braid it in. Like, you can't put extensions there.
Yeah, if it is broken hair, it's not a good idea to do it. It is unclear exactly how long she has had extensions, but Abby said that the entire time that she was her client, she had extensions. So that's at least 2 years. And I do know your hair needs like time to breathe because...
For mine, it was like the tape-in ones and they were very expensive. I didn't pay for them, luckily, because beauty tripping. Jocelyn and I were just saying, wish we could have that show back for when we want to get things done.
I know.
So I got it done the first time and they were like really high quality extensions. I remember trying to go back to the girl and just pay. And it was like ridiculous just to get them like taken out and like... reattached high rep. Then I was like, Laurel, could you do it? And she's like, yeah. I think I probably had them maybe 6 months and like would go in, I think probably once a month, and she would reattach and like clean them off and we'd start over. It was also the kind that they claim like, oh no, it helps your hair grow out while they're, no, it does not.
I will say, I think tapes are some of the more damaging ones. Break off. I think also K-tips to me scare me because it feels like you're just putting like glue. I know it's not, well, is it not?
Is that where it's like the little beads that they melt?
No, that's microbeads. It's like K-tips is, it literally looks like glue and then they just like twist it and it's almost like invisible. Mm. But to me, I'm like, you're just gluing your hair. But I guess maybe it's something else. I do feel like every type of extension is going to damage your hair to a certain extent. And if you do have them for so many years,
and pulling on it. And
yeah, it's going to damage. So you're going to tell me you were a happy customer for 2 years. And I doubt you stayed the same color that entire time. Like you probably did some stuff in those 2 years. But okay, even if you didn't, you had extensions with her, everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, your hair just starts breaking off. To me, that sounds like your hair's tired with the extensions.
But it's not even breaking off where the extensions are. It's just like her only things she's pulling out are like literally, I'm like,
no, that's true. Wait, no, actually, you're fucking right because my extensions don't start to like down here. It's not even on the top layer.
Yeah,
because
they'd show.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, that's why I had like, my hair was like this short when I first got them. And that's also why I didn't like it because you could occasionally see if they weren't like blended in right, the line where my hair ends and the extensions begin, and the more it grows out the worse it got. But they frame your face with shorter pieces so it blends in with your short hair.
Yeah, so maybe it was something else.
Literally, I had to get my hair dyed every month. 3 months is so long. That's like you have new hair.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it was something else with the color. I don't know, we'll let her keep going. Now I'm confused.
She's like, no, it was May. Anyways, I'm scrolling back to find the date. It was end of May. I thought it was beginning of June. Whatever. So anyways, I'm scrolling back to find the date. And she's going, it's May. It's May. Look. She grabs me so aggressively in the middle of her studio, in the middle of her salon. Anyone was that was there can attest to this. She grabbed me super aggressively, yanked me over, and shoved her phone in my face to show me the date of our appointment. Anyways, she yells at me to get out. She's pointing at the door. I pretty much lose all air of composure. And I was just flat out like, it's astounding how you treat people. I have been a client of yours for 2 years. I've given you my business for 2 years. I have given you multiple clients and referrals. And the second I have an issue and I'm no longer giving you money, I'm irrelevant. I am baffled at how you can treat another human being. It takes zero effort to be kind. I have so many girls have messaged me saying the same thing happened to them by Abby. A bunch of girls that used to work for her messaged me talking about how she would yell in their faces, threatening legal action because they wanted to leave because the work environment, which I witnessed, is super toxic.
Okay, first of all, not her saying she lost her composure, but then like continuing to act like what she said was like very put together and composed.
We do have receipts from the alleged victims of other Abby. Girls. Yeah, the other girls that came forward. So,
which also she's kind of mixing complaints here. Because like
clients and then people who worked for her.
Yeah. And like the quality of the work, but then also work environment. And it's like, well, these are different things. I mean, she could be horrible at everything, but maybe focus on your own.
Yeah. So one of them was a message that someone sent. By the way, we've said this a million times, but we'll say it again. These have to be taken with a grain of salt. Whenever a story goes viral or gets any sort of attention, you're always going to get people that are like, yeah, like totally like same. And I would say maybe some of them are true. I'm not saying there's no credibility here. I'm just saying
but
that
not the I don't want my name out there, but I want to share my story. Also, there's no profile picture.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a red flag. So this girl says, hey, girl, my friend sent me your stories about Abby. I don't want my name out there, but want to share my story. And she said, oh, no. Did she do the same to you, too? And she says, yes, similar, but not as much hair
did
loss.
I miss
she tried
the
to tell
hair
me
loss like that is extreme breakage.
Well, it did
sure.
break off
breakage. Hair loss feels wild.
She does get into it and show some pictures that does show like she loses a lot of like almost like this sized hair, like 2 inches, I would say. Whenever she's brushing, it just kind of like flies off is kind of how I think it's going. So I'm not gonna doubt that she has experienced like a lot of breakage. I would just say
hair loss feels wild.
I mean, it's freaky if like that's something that didn't happen to you before. She does also talk about losing clumps of hair. Like she said she had a mental breakdown. She was literally pulling clumps out of her hair. Now she doesn't show that. She shows other breakage, but she doesn't show like clumps, like kind of like thrown there or anything like that.
I just think breakage and hair loss are very, very different things.
Yeah, I would agree. But I don't know the extent of it. All we know is that she definitely had breakage and says she had extreme hair loss.
Which are not only two different things, I think, like visually, but also like losing your hair and having your hair break off, I feel like isn't the same problem. Like if you're losing like clumps of hair out of the root is way different than you breaking off where it's like dead.
Yeah, I think that there's some breakage that is pretty much full hair loss. Like it depends on how bad it is. Like there are full chemical cuts where people have to shave their heads.
Which she did not have to do. I will point
out. She did not. No, she didn't have to, but I've definitely seen it on TikTok, like some bad fucking chemical cuts. No, but
even
then,
I don't know. I wouldn't even call those like hair loss.
You're saying like hair loss is more of a condition than a situational thing?
Yeah.
I think that regardless, it's you losing your hair, and hair is a huge part of our identity. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel
like... Totally. And I'm not saying that breakage isn't something to be upset about. Yeah. I just think when I think hair loss and like clumps coming out in the shower, that's not the same as like a chemical cut or having it break off where it's dead or having like a color processing issue, you know?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. She continues on to say she tried to tell me some of my hair was burning off because of old box dye, which I only ever used once during COVID. My good friend, who's a hairdresser, said that that was not normal, and based on my length, it would have been grown out. I never spoke up or said anything because I didn't want my name out there. Well, what does that mean? Because you could speak to her, no?
Yeah, I'm really not into this whole, like, you have to go public and call someone out on TikTok to have it be valid.
Yeah.
Let's be adults and go talk to your hairdresser.
It would be a different story if she's like, I spoke to her and she was awful, but it just says... I was really disappointed. I unfortunately had to buy new extensions because the ones I bought from her didn't match or blend well in person. And the areas of my hair that were lightened looked patchy. And then she continues on. But like nowhere there from the part that she shows, does that show that you actually asked her and she was not willing to help you? Because that would be a problem.
And these are all different issues. Like, so it looked patchy and she did a bad dye job. But then also your hair was breaking off because of something she did, supposedly. Like, it's just a lot of like hair problems.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are all very different though.
Yeah. And also this one starts the next victim. Their message starts with, please, in all caps, please all caps. TikTok this if you haven't. That's a red flag.
I find things just go so viral on there. What? These are weird.
That is interesting. We've, myself and the girls at the salon I work at, have been following your story so closely and our hearts are just shattered for you. Nobody should have to go through this. You are truly not the only one. I do know someone personally that's hair was also destroyed by Abby. Destroyed was in all caps. I didn't just make a creative decision.
Yeah.
And same story. Ghosted for weeks. No compensation, no offer to fix, nothing. Plus, she installed extensions on her too. So then on top of ignoring her about the bleach fuck up, her extensions weren't getting maintenance properly. So she had to take them out because she was getting fucking bald spots from the K-tip she used in the front. Question, you're saying that she got ignored because of the bleach fuck-ups, and because she was getting ignored from that, she also got ignored with her extension move-ups? Like, when I go and get my extensions moved up at the salon, I book my next extension move up. Like, it's just, you have to maintenance it. Otherwise, you don't get extensions. Like, you have to do that every 5 weeks. So that seems bizarre that you wouldn't have an appointment.
If they weren't really ghosting you, then go to someone else.
What I will say is that it just seems a little bit suspicious that she didn't already have a move up extension appointment. And that also, you couldn't just call the salon and just be like, hey, I need a move up extension appointment. Don't even talk about the bleach. And then when you go, just be like, hey, what the fuck? Like, I feel like a lot of this is like maybe miscommunications or lack of communications, and then being like, she just ghosts me. Like, and then my extensions got all tangled. And well, that sounds also like you left them in. During COVID, I had to have Nassim cut out my extensions, like the threads. And luckily, no hair was gone, but like I couldn't leave that in there because if I left that in there, yeah, I would have gotten bald spots and shit. You can't have that weighing down on your head and not having it moved up.
Well, and especially if there's bleaching going on as well.
Yeah, it just seems like this is also user error that they're trying to, but I don't know.
It seems like a lot of people that didn't know what goes into having extensions and then didn't necessarily maintain them correctly. And then were like, why? Is my hair getting ruined months after I saw the hairdresser and then blaming her? Like, if I blamed my hairdresser for my hair like breaking off, but I had gone and dyed my hair 8 different colors and like had her bleach it again, that would be insane for me to be like, it's her fault.
Did she tell you before it broke off that it was going to be bad for your hair?
Yeah, and eventually, and like we wouldn't bleach it between every color, but like if it was orange and I wanted to dye it purple, it's not really something you just like can put on top.
Right.
So she'd use like a color remover or something. something. And eventually we came to the decision that we didn't want to bleach it. So I did blue and then I did like a shadow root. And then that was a disaster because after a while I didn't want it anymore. And then we had nowhere to go but bleach. But it was like her being like, okay, well, I don't think we should do that. And I'm like, well, you're gonna do it anyway. Eventually, then I just had to be like, oh, I accept my fate.
Yeah.
But like, no, it was never like her. I feel like hairstylists, and I can't speak for all of them, obviously. Maybe there are some that lie to their clients, but I feel like they're usually pretty upfront because they don't want situations like that to happen. It'll reflect badly on them.
And she writes at the bottom of this, because this was an Instagram story, it says, how does Abby keep getting away with this shit? My top layer of hair is now at my ears and I've lost well over 6 inches of length now. Probably closer to 9, give or take. Fuck doing this to people. I'll die on this hill. So she's very much presenting all of these anecdotal stories that are not verifiable as fact and as
speaking
a need
up for
her to like
silenced victims.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we need to hold her accountable. And it's like, yes, but I also would rarely think that any of this would be helpful. Like ever. Like, I get it. You're like, oh, this person, I strongly believe that she's a reason for my breakage, whatever. But at the same time, is posting a bunch of like non-verifiable stories really the answer?
Well, and like, I don't know how many people that follow you are like, is this going to show them the light so they don't go see the same? Like, how many people are going to your hair? You know, leave a Google review and be done with it, which I know she did.
Yeah. And it's also worth noting that Abby owns her salon. I think she has 8 other stylists. And I mean, could it happen that someone opens a salon and sucks at hair? Sure. But is that likely? Probably not. But yeah, she shows one more where it's someone saying that it took them a year and a half, a bob and a fuckload of extensions to fix the hair that they got done by Abby. Or no, to fix what her friend had done by Abby. Because it's like a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
A friend had her hair done by her a few years ago. Like, I mean, yes, because I've posted, I guess, about my hairdresser. But even that, I'm like, how many people?
No, literally, how niche is this?
Knowing the first name of your own, like,
I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, literally, it's like, I know Laurel did your hair. Because you've literally said, looks by Laurel.
Because I call her Looks by Laurel.
You don't know my hair lady's name?
Absolutely not. I feel like that's very rare that you would be like on a first name basis with your friend's hairdresser. Much less would you realize that it's the same
person.
Now,
I do guess. I do guess. If I got my hair fucked up, then I would tell my friends about who did it. So I guess that's a little bit more believable.
Would you even refer to her by name, though? Like, I feel like you would just say, like, my hair girl.
No, if it's really bad, I don't know. Anyway, not important, but she shared a bunch of stories that really, to me, didn't do much.
Mean nothing.
Yeah.
No, they actually kind of make me less believe any of this.
This was one of the stories that she also put up. Now, again, this isn't super in order, but just know that this all happened before Abby even responded. So it was definitely a lot of stuff that she was posting, pictures of her hair and just stories in general of how she feels slighted by Abby, etc. This was one of them. And it says, spent over $22.50 to have Abby Brooke do this to my hair. The first photo is immediately after she removed the bleach. No extensions were in at that time either. That's 100% of my natural hair. This is it now.
That is barely a balayage. There's not a lot of bleach that got put in there.
Right.
How bad could it have gotten damaged?
Right.
Clearly, there's a length difference. But I'm just questioning what caused it, because it doesn't feel like that is enough dye or bleach to have caused that much damage at all. Again, speaking as someone who had really damaged hair, it took a while to get it that damaged.
It says, she made no apology, blamed me, and said I fucked up my hair, not her, and has ghosted me. My wedding is in a year, and I'm devastated that I'll have fucked up hair for my most important day. I mean, a year is a long time.
I was just gonna say, whoa.
You could definitely let your hair breathe for a year and then get more extensions right before your wedding.
Girl, the hair I just saw in those videos looked great and was very long and luxurious and very silky looking. So a year is crazy. And again, if it was only those front pieces, that would grow back.
Here at this part, it kind of gives insight into what she wants from all of this. It says, I'll be posting this shit until she decided to refund me for doing this to me. How dare someone do this, then throw it back in the client's face and completely ignore them. As a business owner, I am floored at how she treats people, just an all around unkind human. So she's a tattoo artist, by the way, Emily is. So she's like, I'm also a service worker. Like, I work with people and customers and I would never do this, essentially.
Well, so if someone came back in 3 months and like, I don't know, I feel like that time frame is crazy, because I'm pretty sure, doesn't Abby show that like it was fine for a while after? Like, she
well
was
actually
she
yeah
it.
I was gonna go to Abby's video now, because a lot happened, and Emily also shared a bunch of DMs. That was like the wall of DMs that I had shown you. And it was a lot of back and forth, but Abby does show quite a bit of what she had told Emily now as well. So we might as well just watch her video on it. This is the hairstylist. She finally spoke out.
The unhinged one that screamed and
grabbed her
and shoved her. Yeah. Very aggressively. Yes.
I have always wanted to spread peace, love, and kindness back into the world. Simply because I think the world needs more of it.
I thought that was a weird intro.
Yeah, I was like, a bit, like, okay, Snow White. A bit strong.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
I've been online creating videos for over 6 years trying to do just that. But today I must address something that I've been trying to deal with in private, but unfortunately the situation has been made very public. Now, I will not condone any form of cyberbullying against myself, my 8 stylists, or my salon. Currently, as we speak, we have over 50 one-star Google reviews that are fake, written by people who have never even been to my salon. On May 28th, 2024, I colored one of my regular clients' hair. Now, she has very thin, fine hair just from genetics.
Her bangs are by her chin. So I would say when she showed it, she was a little bit closer to maybe bottom of the nose area.
They went behind her ears, though.
Yeah, but that would go, I would think, maybe by her mouth. Like, it would probably be a solid inch and a half of breakage.
So maybe. She's always worn hair extensions. In this before photo, she is wearing 4 packs of hand-tied wefts along with half a pack of K-tips. She wanted a brown balayage, which technically would be considered a color correction because her starting base was black. So we colored her hair, and then we went ahead and installed her hair extensions. And this was her end result, where we installed 3 packs of hand-tied wefts along with half a pack of K-tips. This is how much her service cost on May 28th. Keep in mind, all of these prices are after tax, and she did purchase hair extensions, but that was prior. It wasn't on May 28th, and typically hair extensions last for 1 year total. So you
damn balayage for $472. The steep,
especially when you look at it and see that it's like barely there.
It literally looks like very one subtle speck. Yeah, yeah, it's very.
It's like
subtle.
A little sun-kissed.
If I paid $472 for that. I would be sad. I mean, I understand she had a black base, so it is,
and it's
harder.
Very long.
Yeah, but I would have cried a little bit in the car. What about it?
She also, though, the complaint here is not like the last one where it's like, I didn't think I was gonna pay that much. Like, I think she knew what the prices were. If she's
no. I agree. I think she knew, but me personally, that makes me
no. It's wild,
die.
And it feels like again very subtle, but also awfully subtle to be causing a ton of breakage.
I'm so dead at that video though of her just like fluffing it up. Like, just when you look at the course of all of this, it just seems like one of those foreshadowing videos would have been great here.
The next day, she showed off her new hair and said, "You the best." 2 weeks after her initial hair appointment, she decided she wanted a 4th pack of hair extensions installed. Where she then says, "Amazing, thank you. Also, I am so happy with the color. It looks incredible. You are the best." I then tell her the extra pack of hair extensions will cost $264.99 and it'll be $50 to add it. She then comes in on June 22nd. We install her pack of hair extensions, and the price ended up being a little bit more because she wanted me to add a black root to her extensions like I did to the other ones. At this time, her hair was very healthy, nothing alarming, nothing out of the usual. She then sent me a message 5 weeks after her initial hair appointment expressing that she felt like there was some damage, so I gave her some product recommendations, how to care for her hair at home, and then ultimately we decided I was going to...
Okay, so Emily...
5 weeks is a long time. I would have been getting my extensions redone in 5 weeks.
Yeah, honestly, 5 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks is the maximum my lady lets me go. So 5 weeks is like...
It's going to be grown out and weighing down your hair a lot.
It gets really, if you're curious as to what it feels like somebody's kind of like low-key, like,
hair.
Yeah, pulling your hair.
Absolutely.
So
like you have a small child, like small little elves.
And then I actually have little small children actually pulling it. So it's miserable and you want to get it pushed up. So anyway, Emily reaches out to Abby in DMs and says, "First pick was my hair before we put the extensions in and last two are it currently. I just want to help the breakage so it doesn't get any worse. So whatever you can recommend would be amazing." So it seems like at first she was reaching out to be like, "Hey, I think I'm having some breakage. It seems like because of the extensions." I don't know. Maybe she thought it was because of the coloring.
Well, that's the thing. Google, like, risks of getting extensions. I guarantee you the first things that are going to come up is breakage. And especially if you're not getting them redone very often, like, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I can confirm her response, which the hairdresser responds and says, "Hey, really try to avoid any ponytails, especially when sleeping. Braids are your best friend." You guys, I've always had a problem. I'm not a good braider. Never been good at it. It's actually kind of...
Didn't we do a whole episode on beauty break of that?
Literally. And you guys probably ripped out my hair because we used one of those fucking things.
Yeah, that was fun.
But when I got extensions, that was something that was like, you need to braid it so it doesn't like basically break off when you're sleeping. And guess what? I learned how to do it. It didn't look great, but I learned how to do it enough that I could do it for sleeping. And then also satin pillowcase I know is helpful. And basically... That is standard. It's going to break off if you don't take care of it.
Yeah, actually, when I got my extensions, she offered like this little care card because there's so many rules to having extensions. Now, do I follow a lot of them? I don't know. Actually, I forgot what the rules were.
Yours also aren't like super long and like going to get caught on.
No,
like,
but I feel it's like... heavy. They are super heavy because I did get like multiple wefts on what... Anyway, it's a whole thing.
Because you got... It was more like volume than it was length.
Yeah, I am going to get some for length soon, I've decided. Anyway, but I cannot sleep with any sort of ponytail or any sort of braid. Sensory-wise, it drives me insane. I have to sleep with my hair down. I just have to. And sometimes I wake up and low-key, I am sleeping on a part of my head that I'm like, I think I'm going to rip my hair out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not good
literally,
for me.
I would wake up, that. I would get drunk and go to sleep. And I would wake up rat's nest. Like, yeah. Absolutely awful.
I feel like maybe the right thing on the hairdresser side would have been to suggest to her, hey, maybe we should like let your hair breathe for a bit.
Take a break.
Yeah, take a break from extensions. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Uncommon Goods.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods.
The busy holiday season is here, and if you're anything like me, it is stressful to buy gifts. I start sweating and everything, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful because they have incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list all in one spot.
Including yourself.
And honestly, they have some really, really cool stuff because they scour the globe for original handmade, really, really cool items.
And I feel like the holidays is perfect for that kind of situation because I personally am really into Christmas decorating and I have quite the situation developing in my living room right now. And Uncommon Goods has so many ornaments and I feel like ornaments are good to like find nice, like unique ones. So it's not just like the same as everyone else. And I'm very excited about it.
And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've actually donated more than $3 million to date, which is really cool.
So if you want to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/DWKT.
That's uncommongoods.com/DWKT for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
That's for sure.
I find it hard to believe that that light bleach job is what did all of this. But again, her hair was black. Now, she has been going to her for 2 years, so I don't think it was box dye black, but it was black. So it was a pretty intense color correction, no matter how not light it seems like it got. I think that with her, it may be a mix of things. It may not even just be the extensions. It may be everything. Like, she has had extensions for so long that her hair was already brittle, and then it was dark, and then it needed to be processed. Like, it may have just been a combination of things, and I don't really think that's the hairstylist's fault, although maybe she could have warned her about it, but I don't know.
How do she also someone? Said when she came in that her hair looked healthy and fine.
That's true. Yeah, well, that's Emily's issue with Abby. She's like, you're gaslighting me. You're telling me nothing's wrong.
But I mean, she didn't think anything was wrong immediately after.
I will say, though, on this message, she is not saying, I don't see any breakage. She's just saying like, hey, here are some tips. So at least
I stopped reading it, but it was, she goes on to say, also try to oil your hair every night before bed.
I actually heard that was bad for your hair, but okay.
I've heard from some people that it's like, they had kind of like a hair transformation. It's like, what did you do? And hair oil is their secret, but I don't really know how to use it.
I like serums. Well. I don't like the oils. It's too much. Yeah. Anyway.
Recommendations, how to care for her hair at home. And then ultimately we decided I was going to see her hair in person again in 10 days for her extension maintenance, so we would discuss when we see it in person. On July 10th, I then saw her hair for the second time in person where I maintenance her hair extensions. And in my professional opinion, I've been doing hair for almost a decade now, and her hair looked very healthy, strong, normal. Nothing was out of the ordinary, and that's what we discussed during this appointment. My mom loves to support the women who support me, so 2 months after I initially did her hair, my mom decided to go get a tattoo from her. It is July 16th, you can tell, and she decided to take my mom on as a client. Now, minus the interaction above, we don't talk again until August, and me and my husband are on our honeymoon where she gave us a restaurant recommendation. It's August 19th, I'm still on my honeymoon, and I see that there was a one-star Google review written about me that had already been posted for three.
Okay, that's wild. Okay, so on August 11th, she's in Italy, and then Emily the client, sees that she's in Italy and says, you must go to Roma Sparita. Best food we had in Italy. And then she's like, oh, thanks for the recommendation. 8 days later, blasts her ass wide open on Google. That's crazy.
That is not a recommendation from someone that feels passive aggressive and resentful and is like hoping your salon fails. That's someone that is like,
more importantly,
oh,
I feel like that's not someone that genuinely feels like you've ghosted them and you're a horrible human being who just doesn't want to make it right and doesn't care that she's experiencing breakage.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not like feeling this resentment that she's like being passive aggressive and saying no, like she was offering a genuine recommendation.
And I see that there was a one-star Google review written about me that had already been posted for 3 days at this point. Now, I sent a message saying I was extremely caught off guard.
Posted for 3 days. What's the math on that?
August 19th. When was the other message?
August 11th. So 3 days before August 19th, 18, 17, 16, 5 days after that message.
That's insane. That's crazy. That's crazy.
What could have possibly happened in that time? So she sees that one-star review and then messages Emily and says, hey, Emily, I just saw your Google review you left me. To say I'm extremely caught off guard is an understatement. I have always treated you with respect and kindness for a long time. When your extensions slip, I always fix them for free. I've always accommodated your schedule and provided you with excellent services. With this being said, I am extremely sorry your hair has broken off. I have always done your hair with integrity and with the health of your hair and scalp in mind. I would never ever purposefully color your hair with the intention to damage your hair. I use the most gentle lightener along with the most gentle developer in the salon.
To barely lighten your hair at all.
She actually says what developer she uses.
Because to be honest, we had nothing but great encounters and interactions with each other. With the exception of the little bit of damage, I saw her hair in person where her hair looked completely fine. And so I thought everything was fine. You can pause to read my message.
She doesn't show the part directly above this, but I guess she's trying to say like, I informed you. And then it says, at your hair color appointment in May, in order to lighten your hair, we must strip the color molecules, which then pulls the nutrients at the same time. The part I stress most during the service is that tying your hair back after a lightening service has to be limited. Since you work out heavily and do jujitsu, your hair is constantly pulled back and being rubbed against the mats. The before photo you showed in your Google reviews is the back of your head, where everyone's hair is longer. Then the after photos are the front and bottom hairline, which are our most fragile hairs on our entire head, which are the most common to break. That's an interesting observation, if that's true.
But that's what I said. Like, I mean, again, look at mine even. Like, same. Way short. Like,
same.
I'm not gonna go sue Laurel. That's because I wear my hair up constantly. I put it behind my ears. That's gonna happen. I've had times where I had little baby hairs in the front and it's not fun. But that's not what she has.
She goes on to say, in the 2 years of doing your hair, we grew your hair from a blunt bob while maintaining the integrity of your hair. During this time, your haircut did change as our hair on our head grows at different speeds. Therefore, your haircut never stayed in a blunt bob as it grew out. Again, never ever would I maliciously try to break off your hair. I always want every client to have healthy and pretty hair. I'm very sorry your hair has been damaged in the process. As a fellow business owner, you know how damaging bad reviews are. So for you to post this is very disappointing to me and my business. I will kindly ask that you please remove the negative review, please. I will say that she, you should maybe have a conversation with her. But I think that if someone leaves a bad review, they left a bad review. Like, talk to her and like say your side, but don't ask her to take it down. That to me is,
yeah,
like,
no, that's a little weird. But also, I think she's probably like, I didn't even know you were mad. You gave me a recommendation for Italy 5 days ago.
It's all very weird. And I do think that maybe it's that she doesn't like confrontation. And like, she tried to tell her, hey, I'm kind of having breakage. And then at her appointment, maybe felt like Abby was overlooking it.
I guess. But again, like, it's weird that she would be that friendly after, right after.
It is.
And like,
it is weird. Yeah.
Long after. It would make sense if she like hadn't talked to her at all, maybe. And like, she's like, oh yeah, she hasn't come in for an appointment lately.
And then it happened. Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like that was it at all.
There was a lot of back and forth in their messages. We do have the wall of messages. I don't feel like it's entirely necessary to read through all of those, to be honest. There is a ton, but they disagreed. We'll say, Abby was saying your hair in the front is almost the same length. And then Emily was like, no, it's all breaking off. And I literally, everything's falling out.
I kind of agree with Abby.
We then message back and forth for a few days where I tell her I believe her hair looks like it's the same length in these photos. And to be honest, my messages were not coming from like a mean or malicious place. They were actually coming from a place of love and education.
I will say, That is the same length. The top being an example of breakage and then the bottom starting at the same exact spot is kind of crazy.
It's like, well, the bottom one, she has the extensions in. That's why it looks longer. Yeah. This is wild.
As a hairstylist for almost 10 years, I know it can be something as little as our lifestyle habits that can have a big impact on our hair. So that's what my concern was. I know she is a trained fighter and she does jujitsu on a regular basis, multiple days a week. So in my brain, I'm thinking that it's the tension and friction from her hair elastics that is causing this, or the friction that is when she's like sparring with her opponents. It's like the friction rubbing heads against heads that is causing some sort of damage. And ultimately, like if her hair is breaking at this point and you tie your hair into a ponytail like this, that is it directly where a hair elastic would sit. On August 28th, she came into the salon where we had a very quick and brief interaction, as it's really hard to have a conversation with someone where only one person is allowed to talk. Now, if I'm being honest with you, I'm 5'2", I've never been in a fight in my life, and I wouldn't choose a trained fighter as my first opponent. I did feel very unsafe for myself and my clients after this interaction, so I just called the non-emergency line where two police officers were dispatched. I showed them the security footage from all three of our angles, and they did deem that I did not assault her, and I was simply just showing her my phone. Now, I'm not going to show the security footage just for respect out of my clients, as we had a lot of clients in the salon at this
blur point. Them.
This part, I was like, you can blur them. I mean, maybe you don't know how to. I bet someone you know does.
It's like, girly, I'll do it.
Literally. And Emily does challenge her to basically be like, okay, well, post it. Go ahead, post it. Like, you have it, then show people.
Oh, I really would love to see it.
I would love to
but
see it as
well. Also, I really feel like it would be wild to be super aggressive and then call law enforcement.
I also agree with that. She's the one that called law enforcement, so she obviously did feel threatened in some way. But then also, I can also see how with Emily, she maybe felt, and I don't want to gaslight her and tell her that she didn't experience that, but I'm saying, like, have you ever gone through something in the moment and it feels a lot more aggressive and intense than it maybe actually is?
And especially if she doesn't like confrontation, and that's why she hadn't really brought anything up sooner, and she was really having
like everybody was worked up, and I think probably both of them were worked the fuck up. I'm not saying they weren't, but for her to be like, she grabbed me and then shoved her phone in my face, I'm like, was she just being loud with you and being like, look, like, what are you talking about? And then maybe she just fell. Like, I don't know. I would love to see the footage, because I'm not on either side in that regard. It could have gone either way and we weren't there, but it's weird.
But I also do think it's interesting, and what I pointed out when we heard that from Emily is that she's like, but I kept my composure. Or no, she said she lost her composure, but then proceeded to be like, and then I told her that it doesn't take anything to be kind. Where it's like she says like the most composed thing ever. It's like, oh, that's you losing your composure?
Everybody was losing their shit, I bet. Now, Emily did say, I had witnesses there. Anybody there could have told you. So both are pretty sure that their side is the one that's correct. But if she really did call the police because Emily was insinuating that she assaulted her, and then she felt unsafe, no,
she'd have to be pretty delusional.
Exactly. So that's pretty telling, but I would like to see it.
This is where 3 months of extreme cyberbullying really starts. She filed a complaint against me with the Better Business Bureau asking for a refund on the services provided on that date. And she said, if a refund is provided, then all online complaints will be immediately removed. I did respond and I did offer her a refund on her services that were provided on May 28th. At this point, she had gotten her fiance's employees to leave me 13 one-star Google reviews. So I just asked that all 13 Google reviews would be removed.
Now, the refund that she offered was for $975, and then Emily, in this whole lawsuit thing, is seeking $22 because that's the total. I do personally think it's out of fucking pocket to ask for a refund for extensions you wore for months. I think
that's what I was just going to say. I'm like, how long was it before she wanted this refund?
Months.
If I dyed my hair and then came back in 3 months later and was like, I'm going to need a refund, I don't like it. No. You passed the window. I just returned my computer. 30-day window.
Like, but she's not even not just seeking months. The color. Like, the color thing, okay, if you think the color contributed to the damage, even if it's up for debate or whatever the fuck, then fine. She's refunding you for that. For you
Which
to be
honestly,
like,
no,
refund me for the extensions that I liked so much that I had you move them up twice. Like, refund me for that.
Yeah.
No.
Literally, and for the extensions themselves, like...
Well, the thing is that Abby would have to lose out on that. She would lose money.
Oh, 100%.
Because you buy the hair, like, for instance, for me, my hairstylist has, like, a couple companies that she chooses, and then you can choose through them, and then she orders it for you, and you like
yeah,
pay her. But she doesn't make money off of that. She makes money off of the installation of them.
Well, and that's why I even said, I was like, when I got mine done for Beauty Trippin', the show paid for it. There was some kind of deal arranged. But they were like over $1,000.
Yeah.
And then I just had the hair. And I'm like, okay, Laurel, will you put it back in? Because
that's the most they're expensive very expensive. Part.
And that's the investment. Obviously, it's expensive to keep getting other stuff done at the salon, especially. But she didn't seem to have a problem with that. So wait, she wants like the original, like she all wants like it. 5 months worth?
Basically, yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
She rejected my refund offer. The BBB deemed that I acted in good faith and the complaint was now closed. I did use 7-Vol to lighten her hair back in May. Now, for all my non-hairstylists out there, hairstylists can determine how strong their lightener is depending on what developer we mix it with. So we can mix with 7-Vol, 10-Vol, 20, 30, 40. The bigger the number, the more stronger the lightener gets. So I use 7-Vol on her hair. If you would see bleach damage, it would happen directly, immediately in the chair. You would see clumps of hair falling out while you are still in the hair salon and immediately following right after. If I saw her for 2 appointments after this, I saw her 2 months later and her hair was completely healthy. We had the conversation. Everything looked fine. Guys, I've been doing this for almost 10 years. If you've met me, I am the most honest person. And ultimately, when you're seeing this dramatic breakage happen at the 4, 5, 6, 7 month mark, ultimately, I don't know what you're doing at home. I don't know your stress level. Stress plays such a huge importance. If you're planning a wedding, that's pretty stressful. If there's season change, if your diet changed, like there's so many factors that come into this. Now, I have not reached back out to her because she did decide that she wanted to sue me. So our court papers have already been processed. They've been processed for a long time. So ultimately, I cannot give her a refund because we are going to court over this. Sorry, it got dark out so fast, but I will always try to not let mean comments affect me too much. But to bring my salon and 8 other hairstylists into this that have nothing to do with this, like my hairstylists are out here just trying to build a clientele and afford groceries and pay for their rent, like let alone rounding up over 50 people to leave fake 1-star Google reviews from people who have never even stepped foot into my salon is so disgusting. Now, I will not condone any form of cyberbullying, and ultimately, I have been, will always be preaching light and love and positivity. Okay,
yeah, me stopping at that part. I think it's interesting though that she did get so many fake reviews because it's like, and then she threw in a few Instagram stories as well.
Wait, what do you mean?
The other people that have come forward in the Me Too movement against Abby.
Yeah. She was like, you know what? That's not enough. I'm also going to perpetuate some random anecdotal stories. Yeah, I can see how that's super frustrating. Character. I will say,
I'm texting Laurel. Sorry. I'm getting I was going to tell you,
actually, there's hairstylists in her comments right now, in Abby's comments, and saying literally 7-Volume, girl, do not give her money back. Like, that's like all the comments.
Okay, it's 7-Volume. Yeah. I said, I'm sending this to her now. I said, where does 7-Vol fall on the scale of that's nothing to your hair might break off?
Literally on the scale of like, it's almost impossible for your hair to break off.
I'm like, I know that I'm saying a lot about like, oh, I did my hair. I get that everyone has different hair. People's hair reacts differently. Mine somehow withstood more than it should have, honestly, before it started getting really bad. But like, objectively, it just doesn't
make sense. And honestly, like, for instance, even when I tie up my hair, which I do, I have to tie my hair up pretty much every day, but it's in a low pony. So that's number one. But number two, I only use like silk ponytails. So they're like scrunchies and they're satin or silk or whatever the fuck the material is. I don't know. Whichever the fake one is.
I started using the coily ones.
Oh, those rip my hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, they definitely make it so it's like not as tight on mine. I sleep with my hair up. I'll sleep it with them in a bun.
Like, I get it. Maybe Emily feels invalidated, or like with her trying to share all of these like, oh, well, it could be this or that. But at the end of the day, it really could be this or that as well. Like, it's not always gaslighting. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you do jujitsu. You're in the fucking gym almost every day fighting with
people.
I feel
like sweat, like, that's a lot of the time too, can play a role. Like, I feel like as slighted as she might feel for being told, like, it's something you're doing. How do you think, like, you're going to tell a salon owner you broke off my hair when she, like, objectively knows that, like, no, I didn't?
I think that if it had been right away, I would have no problem with this. Like, if she left the chair and she was unhappy, it doesn't matter who the fuck is doing your hair. I don't care if they're a celebrity stylist, if they're the best of the best. If you leave that chair and you feel like someone fried off your hair, then you have every right to feel that way. But
100%.
To go 5 weeks, then come back, then have her move up the extensions, pretend you're happy, recommend
Add
a
more.
Fucking Italian restaurant. Like, it all just gives a little bit too weird. Like, all of it is just like, wait, what? Why would you handle it like that? Like, it wasn't just one or two things. It was just inconsistent with someone that left the chair unhappy. And if it's true that Abby actually told her, hey, we're going to do all this and it is going to strip nutrients from your hair and you do have to be careful and this and that. We don't know what she told her in the chair. Again, my hairdresser handed me a fucking care card.
I was just going to say, it was like, we don't. But I do know that, like, and I have gone to more than just Laurel before, and, like, it's standard practice for hairstylists to be overly cautious when doing your hair and telling you, like, I don't know if we should do that. Because, again, it is going to reflect badly on them. And, like, it's a very visual thing. You know if someone fucked up your hair. That's not what this is. This is, like, it broke off after a while.
Yeah. That being said, we'll see in her response to Abby's video. I think her hair looks fine. It's thin to begin with, so it's not like she had a bunch of hair and lost all of it. It's thin to begin with. But I do think if there was breakage in the chair, I do think Abby
would have handled it different.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, wait. Which one is which? Abby's the hairstylist?
Abby's the hairstylist, yeah. This is Emily's response to Abby's video. You can see her hair in it. Obviously, she's cut it or taken out her extensions. She says that her hair used to be, like, that picture that she showed was, like, by her boobs. So this is quite a bit shorter. It seems like she did cut off any part that would have been, like, a balayage or something. What I will say is that her hair looks nice and healthy. I will just say that I don't know what she's done, masks or anything. I have not seen one instance, even though, like, her bangs or whatever, she'll pull them out. I have not seen one instance of, like, fuck, her hair is fucked up. Like, not literally one.
Like, if there was a bunch of breakage that was so bad and, like, it was so damaged, it would have little, like,
the chemical cut.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is not what I'm looking at.
I have not once brought any of her other stylists into this scenario. Not once have named them. They have nothing to do with this. I own a tattoo studio. And so I understand that if I have somebody that is employed under me, it is my responsibility to take care of them and to protect them and to allow them to have a safe environment to come work at where they can grow their business. Because she failed to deal with the situation, I'm so sad that it has now impacted all of the other girls that work with her, because that's not fair. After my appointment, immediately after, my hair looked great. You know, it had product in it. It was curled. I didn't see damage because I'm not a stylist. I don't know. I wasn't touching it. It looked great. So right after my first hair wash is when I messaged her initially. Now, she failed to post that for some reason. But after my first hair wash, that's when I first messaged her about the damage. It shocks me that throughout this whole situation,
her saying that, like, I didn't see any damage, I'm not a hairstylist. Well, you seem to be able to see a lot of it now.
No, like, all of the messages, well, again, we came into this late, but all of the messages that I see here are after Abby sent the message saying, I saw your one-star Google review.
Abby's message to her about seeing it absolutely seemed like the first she was ever learning that there was any kind of problem.
This is so weird.
It shocks me that throughout this whole situation, not once was there any effort to sympathize, to apologize, to take accountability. She didn't even ask me to come in so she could look at my hair, because I offered. I said, I will come in, look at my hair. She didn't want me to come in. She didn't care. And
didn't she literally, like, she did look at her hair? Like, it was like, you're coming in a week.
She did do that part. Yes. She said, I will look at it when you come in a week, when I move up your extensions. And that's when she said that it was fine. But then also the second time, I guess she, like, went in and, like, barged in and confronted her. That was, like, the second time. That behavior does seem like someone who's being told, no, I don't want to see your hair. Like, why else would you barge into someone's salon? That's insane.
But that was after she left the Google review.
I believe so. Yeah.
What? So she left the review, didn't get the answer she wanted because I guess she wanted a refund.
I was like, you know, I'll wait till my next tightening appointment so then I can show her in person. So I went to that tightening appointment. I showed her in person. She pretty much just said, oh, it's going to take some time, buy some product and this special hairbrush, which I did. And after that, it got so... I was, you know, we have nightmares about our teeth falling out, our hair falling out. And one night in particular, the night I wrote the review was when my hair, I had handfuls of my hair in my hand and I had a full-blown mental breakdown because I felt so wronged by someone I trusted and I built a relationship. When I went into the salon, she insists that she never touched me. Post the video, Abby. Post it. Post it with the audio. Because from the camera angle, if you can't see her actually grab me, you can hear me react. Because I asked her why she grabbed me. So if that's the case, Abby, post. Then she finally offered me a partial refund. I said no, because at that point, it had been months of me trying to give her the benefit of the doubt to try and find a solution. Months of me having mental breakdowns because I was losing my hair in clumps every time I touched it. And so at that point, I was like, no, that's not enough. I want a full refund. And I even told Abby, I want a refund for the hair extensions. I will bring them back to you.
Okay, well, nobody can use them now. Nobody can use them now.
Here, take my used hair.
Literally me in like 4 months. Like, here, have this back. It's like all fucking ratted and dead at the bottom. Like, you can't do that.
I cannot with this. The clumps of my hair were coming out. Literally, you have only showed I think we missed maybe some videos, but literally.
We did.
Just little breakage on the front pieces. That's not clumps of hair coming out. And if there are, then that it could be like a health issue that you need to get addressed.
I need to find it. I had it somewhere, but it's basically what she showed. And she was like, oh, like this is my hair. Every single time I brush it, I would say like it looked like a bunch of like an inch and a half pieces of hair just kind of like scattered. But there was no clumps in the pictures that I saw of her. It was just a lot of little breakage.
I was gonna say that sounds like breakage, because when you're brushing it, if it's like kind of knotted and it's dry and you're brushing it off, then it will break off where it's weakest. Clumps of hair is just insane.
Well, and again, like she obviously cut her hair to compensate for whatever breakage she had, but her hair looks so good in terms of like fullness for a thin-haired person, speaking as one.
I can't even have them in my head. Well, what am I gonna do with them? A lot that she did not mention.
You can't return them.
There was a lot that she did not include. And now I am getting swarms of hateful messages. I will post some of them. I've gotten some messages telling me to kill myself. So
okay,
I haven't seen the screenshots of those, full disclosure. But again, we're coming into this late. We never do.
You never do.
Yeah.
You know.
My hair was like down to here. I saw Abby for a service. And now I don't have
multiple
any
services.
So
saying you don't have this is insane. I feel like this is insulting to people that are experiencing hair
loss.
Yeah,
you do have hair in it. It's really pretty. And
it's gorgeous. I mean, fuck off.
That's interesting.
I don't have any hair. It's like, I don't think I've ever had hair that long in the front.
Yeah, her hair, I mean, maybe it's a lot shorter than she expected to have, but it does look really good.
Yeah, that's going to happen after you've been wearing extensions for months.
Right, yeah.
And her acting like, what am I going to do with them? Girl, you don't get to return them all dirty and ratty after you've worn them for 6 months.
No, and she literally says her extensions were so damaged, she couldn't do anything with it. What the hell does that mean? That's not anybody's fault.
That hair that she has on her head right now did not look too damaged to have extensions.
No. So anyway, she goes on to delete all of this. Like literally that is why we're having so much trouble and things are edited together and we're trying to figure everything out, because all of this is gone. And then she posted a single Instagram story to end all of it and said, I've removed all posts regarding this hair drama as my main objective was for Abby to stop ghosting me, and now she has. I'm happy Abby was able to express her side, although a lot of prevalent information and conversations were left out. I see no benefit in correcting every statement I know to be inaccurate, as I have everything I need and am eager to provide it in court. At this point, I'll be protecting my peace and won't be posting anymore, as the threats and harassment based on partial information was truly overwhelming. First of all, that's what Abby also got in the beginning. Like when you posted all your shit, Abby took a while and was getting a ton of comments of just being like, oh, you fucked this girl's hair up. So that's the internet, and you brought this onto the internet.
And Abby was the one that reached out to you after you left the initial review. She didn't ghost you.
Again, I think both of them have not shared an adequate amount of previous messages for me to make a decision on how I feel about that. Both have left out kind of what I feel would be substantial information. But maybe she did. Maybe Abby did talk to her before, and it does seem like they at least had some
rapport. 5 days before they messaged.
That's the thing. Yeah, they were talking. I don't know. I feel
like the stuff that she's saying, like, Abby could be bending the truth a bit in some aspects of it, but I feel like she's, like, saying things that we've seen, like, that's objectively not true.
Yeah. She continues on to say, for someone who doesn't tolerate cyberbullying, she's sure tolerating a whole army of it when it's directed at someone other than herself.
Oh, come on. You can't stop people.
I know. Well, the thing is that Abby didn't bring it on the internet. She had to kind of say her side because she had no choice. You had already done it.
And she said multiple times in her video that she, not that she doesn't do anything. Exactly. So it's like, she didn't send her army of people. She didn't sick them on you.
That's and it's not also not was. Her job to delete everything now that you've deleted everything.
When also you're affecting her business and also had all of those fake reviews, you're both getting harassed, but hers is literally going to potentially affect her livelihood too.
She says, after seeing the amount of other girls who've experienced exactly what I have, I know the truth will inevitably come out as actions in real life speak far louder than a meticulously curated persona portrayed on the internet.
Are we going to have a class action lawsuit against a hairdresser?
I may not be as adept in this skill as she, but I do know I treat everyone with kindness in a way I only hoped Abby would show me. It's all a bit much. It's all a bit, your hair looks great. I think this was a misunderstanding.
What are you talking about, Jessie? She has no hair.
I don't know how I feel about this because, like, I literally have it in the back of my head with my extensions, like, okay, this is like a limited thing. Like, there's going to get a point where your hair's going to be so fucked up from them that you have to stop.
My internal monologue when I had extensions was like, don't fuck them up. Don't fuck them up.
Well, the thing is, if I had extensions for like 2 years, I think she had them even longer than that. But if I had them
Laurel responded.
Oh, what'd she say?
I had said, where does it fall on a scale from that's nothing to your hair might break off? She says, nothing. That's what I use for a gloss.
A gloss? Holy shit. Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I think that her hair was just tired is what I will say. And I think this is just an unfortunate situation and an example of how bringing things to the internet makes everything worse. Okay. Anyway, that's it. Moving on.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our last sponsor, OneSkin.
You guys already know we love OneSkin and pretty much their entire skincare range because it has made us real toy.
Made us nice and youthful.
It really has.
They have eye cream, they have face cream, they have body cream, they have sunscreen, which, you guys, I really never wore sunscreen up until recently. Thank you, OneSkin, because you've inspired me.
And the secret to all of OneSkin's products are their OS01 peptide that works at a cellular level to switch off the dysfunctional cells that cause your skin to become dry and dull and age faster than it needs to, which I really think is why Lily and I both see a difference in our skin since we started using it, I want to say, like 8 months ago at this point.
And to celebrate the holidays, OneSkin has introduced their limited edition holiday bundle, and it features travel sizes of the OS01 face, OS01 eye, the OS01 body, and it comes in this chic leatherette bag.
It's a perfect gift, but you might want to just get two so that you can keep one for yourself, because if you haven't tried OneSkin at this point, this is the best way to do it.
So take advantage of this exclusive bundle while it lasts and use our code DWKT at oneskin.co for 15% off.
That's 15% off at oneskin.co if you use our code DWKT. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them, and it helps us out a lot if you let them know that the girlies sent you. And yeah, thank you so much to OneSkin for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I was going to cover Jeffree Star being rude to an influencer, but I think we should just cover the mac and cheese thing.
I didn't realize the hair thing was going to go on so long.
I know. Yeah. But I did want to cover the Kraft mac and cheese thing because, I mean, I would say it's kind of full circle. Not really. You like Kraft mac and cheese. It's no secret.
I was going to say, because I have an affinity for mac and cheese.
There's actually an entire battle of mac and cheese happening right now on TikTok in regards to Thanksgiving recipes. And people are very passionate about it on whether you put eggs in your mac and cheese, which I personally think looks like somebody threw up scrambled eggs in there. But I get it. It's how your grandma made it with a custard. I understand, but I don't agree. And I like a roux mac and cheese, and some people don't because when they cook it, they don't know how to do it, and then it's gritty. It's a whole fucking thing. But I'm very passionate about mac and cheese.
I like the creamy, soupy. You guys, I have a history with mac and cheese, and especially on this show because I used to love the Kraft SpongeBob mac and cheese, specifically those shapes. For some reason, they just tasted better. And they discontinued them for a while, and then they brought them back, and I was thrilled.
Good old David Dobrik.
Wait, but before, can I tell them about the mac and cheese?
Oh my God. Guys, the things that Lily texts me about and like really prioritizes in her mind is befuddling.
It's the ADHD, but also you know how much I love mac and cheese. And honestly, I was so validated because it seems like everyone else is on the same page except for you, as usual.
Listen, I was always under the assumption that the shaped mac and cheeses always tasted worse than the regular mac and cheeses.
Literally no one thinks that. And specifically, of all of the shapes that they've ever offered, the SpongeBob ones have always been the best. I don't know why. I think the SpongeBob shape in particular holds the cheese really well. There's a lot of crevices for it to go in. But you guys, it's been gone for like a decade and they just announced it's coming back.
Oh. And that's the story.
I was just letting you guys know because I didn't think it was going to blow up on my Twitter, but I think it's my most liked tweet ever.
Well, listen, honestly, I'm happy for you. And I really do wish you the best on your SpongeBob mac and cheese endeavors. Am I going to eat it? No, I'm not.
I don't care. I'll talk to you guys. What I'm nervous about
is you can't find it.
Yeah. And like, are they going to ration it? Is it going to be like two? I was talking to my friend yesterday. I was like, do you think it'll be like Beanie Babies in the 90s where it's like you're limited per customer and you have to wait in line?
With peace and love, I think you're going to be all right. I think there's going to be plenty of
stuff. Let her know. Can you guys set her straight in the comments, please? I know you'll be on
this. Can I ask you a personal question? How often do you eat Kraft mac and cheese?
Honestly, not that often anymore. But now that the SpongeBob is back, hyperfixation meal, here I come.
Oh my God. Like when you were super into that hot chocolate. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And then most recently it was cinnamon rolls. But I'm kind of over that now. You guys, I ordered the mac and cheese and then they told me it was delivered. And guess what? It didn't fucking come.
Lily, who cares?
How dare you? This all transpired while other stuff might have been going on. And I texted Jessie. I was like, I have one more important thing to discuss. And she was like, what?
Mind you, I'm like anxiety ridden. I'm like going through it. It was a hard day. Lily's like, oh, there's one more thing. I'm like, oh my God, what now? This bitch tells me her fucking mac and cheese hasn't shown up. I'm like, I do not.
She's like, not Lily, care. This is not a time to be joking. And I was like, who is joking, Jessie? It's not all about you. When I click the like, oh, you didn't get your package, and you click to see like what you should do next, one of the suggestions was look around.
And I asked Lily, I'm like, well, did you?
Yes, twice.
They're like, have you checked your mailbox?
Someone asked me that and I was like, yes, I checked the fucking mailbox. I'm so mad because it's not even like I was being lazy and like, oh, I ordered it online so I didn't have to go to a store. I did that, but that's because no store in the greater Los Angeles area has it.
I will check my local Walmart for you. And if it's there, I'll ship you some.
Would you?
I would if I found it, of course.
Oh, that would be so great. You know what else is satisfying?
You got your macaroni and cheese, didn't you?
Okay, well, so here's the thing. I have not opened it yet, but yes, there was a package outside, which I'm like, what the fuck? It was like 4 days
after. That's happened to me before. It was delivered.
From the sound of it, it is mac and cheese. Moment of truth.
Me not giving a shit, your heart's like beating. I'm like, okay.
Oh my goodness!
It is!
It's arrived, you guys! Arrived. The time has come! Oh, the packaging looks a little faded. It feels like it's been in the sun for a while.
Oh my God, not them just keeping the same ones from like the 2000s. I wonder, because you did say that they recently changed the cheese powder and now it tastes like ass. I wonder if that one tastes like ass.
Yeah, you guys, so. When I didn't get it the other day, I went and bought just normal mac and cheese and I gave it a second chance because I actually had it a few months ago and it was like a little less than desirable. I Googled it and there are rumors that they changed their cheese manufacturer. And also there's rumors that they've like lessened the amount of cheese that they include because they're cheap.
Probably because of inflation. Like just to keep the cost down and the same, they're cutting the cheese powder.
How much could that possibly save? It's powdered cheese. My mom just started listening. She had like never listened to a full episode before and she just started like 3 episodes ago.
Hi, Mama Marston.
Or she's lying and she's not really listening, but we'll see.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you're listening to this for real, text Lily. And then if she doesn't text you, we know she's lying.
There you go.
Stay tuned for the results. And also stay tuned for the results of Lily's SpongeBob mac and cheese she never updated you guys with and everybody bullies you every day because of it because you just flopped.
I thought you were going to say of my Botox. I was like, you're not supposed to blow up my spot. But like, I'm getting Botox. That's why I have to leave later.
I love that for you. Guys, should I get lip filler? Vote in the comments below. Okay, we are in our plastic surgery era. Oh,
she was wanting to ask you guys.
Should I be Jennifer Coolidge?
Yes or no? We need to start. What are the topics? And I was so pumped to get them, but it took me a while to get my hands on them because they were very high in demand. Actually, no, they just weren't selling them in any of the stores by me.
Then when you did get it, you were like, forget it.
But so I did have them and I did leave you guys hanging and I do apologize. But it's because I think I was just so upset by it that it was too soon to talk about it.
What happened?
I was hoping that for some reason, the Kraft SpongeBob, it was going to just like be how it always was. Kraft changed their recipe a few years back, like probably
more than if you like that. It does not taste like cheese. It's like you're eating noodles with butter on it.
Why would they do that?
Which I mean, I guess some people like. But if I remember correctly, it was like they got a new cheese manufacturer.
Oh, well, can they fire them? What will the toddlers of the world and Lily do?
Well, I'll tell you what we did. The most slept on thing. I don't know if it's not available everywhere or if like I am just clueless and everyone knows about
it. Put us on, Queen. What is it?
You guys know I have my hyperfixations with food and I'll eat the same thing like every day.
I remember your hot chocolate era very specifically because it was at the worst time of my life. We were FaceTiming a lot. I'll give you a hint.
I was going to say when I like come back at the FaceTime and I'd have like my giant mug. I think I gained like 20 pounds because I made it with condensed milk and it was so good. But do you know what has been my, it's not a hyperfixation anymore. I think it's just a long-term thing. I found out that Panera has at home microwavable mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, they sell it at like BJ's.
I tried Panera mac and cheese, but I never like was like dying to have it. And my mom was like, you should try the Panera one. You just heat it up. It's super easy and it's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it is. I tried it and I was like,
it's my new thing.
Literally, I have had it, I would say literally almost daily. I'll be conservative and say like at least 3 times a week, but usually like 5 or 6.
Well, I'm so happy for you that you found an alternative. But your arch nemesis, Kraft mac and cheese, has got into it with someone else. This is literally like a what not to do on social media 101 on Kraft's side. I will just say
it's a weird PR move. Yeah,
literally. Like, I do not understand the lack of forethought that went into this. But anyway, believe it or not, one of our main characters who called out Kraft mac and cheese, her name is Abby as well. What are the odds of that?
Oh,
I know.
Two Abbies, one episode.
But she's ABBY. And then the other one was ABBEY.
I will say, especially with a company like Kraft, which Kraft doesn't make just mac and cheese. Kraft makes a lot of food and they have a lot of
Kraft is also under an umbrella, I think. And it's like every brand known to man.
Yeah, for sure. When you think about the fact that this involves just Kraft mac and cheese, which is literally like sometimes like 99 cents a box. Like, it is not an expensive food. It would have been so easy. Do you remember when I got the Dr. Pepper PR packages? And even though I was a little bitter,
they threw you a couple cans.
The bare minimum.
Literally. Very bare minimum. Like, have a can, you bitch. Stop tweeting us.
And I was like, I was still thrilled.
We did a whole video on that. Yeah.
This isn't even, how many followers does Abby have?
Abby has 319,000 now. I don't know how much she had when it started.
Was she like an influencer, do we think? Or just like a normal person complaining about Kraft?
I don't know the specifics.
Regardless, how easy would it be to just send her some boxes of Kraft mac and cheese and then you get a bunch of free promo? Like, you get to look like the good guy.
Yes, 100%. But to preface this, if you're confused and don't know what we're talking about, Abby called out Kraft mac and cheese because she gets gluten-free Kraft mac and cheese, which I didn't know they make. That's cool. And she had a complaint for them. And so she talked about it on her TikTok.
Okay, listen, this message is for Kraft mac and cheese. Hi, I have emailed you, but the problem is not being solved. And I think there's like some miscommunication or it's just like an automated thing. Like, nobody's actually reading my message. I'm gluten-free and I have gotten now 4 boxes of gluten-free mac and cheese that do not have a sauce packet inside. These are all 4 boxes have been bought at separate locations, even in different cities, because I work in a different city than I live
in. Girl, you're not missing anything.
I have filled out the form on Kraft's website and all that happens is they, with picture proof of the empty box with no sauce packet.
I'm sorry, but that's giving.
Well, you could just take that out. In the Postmates.
Yeah, it's giving like a, when the Postmates, they're like, show us proof that you did not receive your order. I'm like, that's literally what that means. But I get,
wait, but also, girl, even if you were not gluten-free, the cheese doesn't taste like anything anyway these days.
I know, but also it would be,
you're not missing anything,
a bizarre thing for someone to just be like, I'm going to just like go through the trouble of emailing Kraft if they really did just take out the sauce stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if they were just trying to pull one over on them.
Very odd behavior.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Also, again, like, this isn't even like them being like a Karen or something. It's like, did this girl want her mac and cheese in it? That is really weird.
And like, honestly, the way that she's sounding is like, I don't think anybody's heard this. So I'm going to reach out directly because I don't even think you guys know.
She seems like kind of confused. Like, this is odd. She's not being nasty. Happening?
And all that happens is they send me a letter in the mail that says, we're sorry.
A letter in the mail.
And a coupon for a free box of mac and cheese at my store of choice. Gluten-free. They give me the right coupon. But the thing is, then I go in and use that coupon and I get another box of mac and cheese and I open it up and there's no sauce packet inside. So giving me a coupon to get another box of mac and cheese isn't solving the problem because Kraft mac and cheese is not addressing the problem in their in their line of production. Something's happening with the gluten-free boxes of mac and cheese, and they're not getting sauce packets put in them, which means I'm spending $2.95 on a box of mac and cheese that I can't eat, because you can't eat gluten-free mac and cheese, even any mac and cheese, without the cheese. I need the cheese packet. And giving me a coupon to go get more isn't solving the problem if you're not putting the packets in the box. I don't know what to do. I filled out the form now 4 separate times, and one of them was, it was 2 boxes at once. I opened one box, it didn't have a sauce packet, so I opened the other box, it didn't have a sauce packet. So that was one form, like, one claim with 2 boxes, and they gave me 2 coupons. But now this has been 2 other times, and I just don't know what to do. I have even called, and, like, I don't really get anybody that works in the company. It's just, like, customer service, so they don't really know anything. They just kind of give me, like, the runaround. And the automated system is an email it just seems like it's a script email. It doesn't seem like they're actually reading my email. So I hope this message reaches somebody at Kraft.
Oh, it did.
You guys are having a problem in production. I'm not being a Karen. You guys are solving the problem for me by giving me a coupon, but that's not solving the problem, because the problem is you're not putting the sauce packet in the box of mac and cheese.
She's like not even asking for the replacement boxes. Like, she's not even asking them to pay for it. She's like, I just want the cheese.
I was hoping before we filmed this that I would be able to run out and get a packet, but I wasn't able to. Hopefully by the time this goes up, I definitely will be able to get a packet. So I want to look for myself.
Yeah, no, I'll look the next
because
time.
Because I'm honestly in a different state.
Thing. She's still giving them good PR.
Yeah, no, 100%. But, like, that is pretty bizarre. If you're in different cities. Now, if it is a statewide thing, then maybe that's a little bit more, you know, manageable for the brand. But what's craziest is what comes after and Kraft's response. Because I feel like the natural response, if you're a business owner or someone that works for a business or something,
is like, always right.
Hey, like, let's figure this out. That's weird that you got 4 things in separate locations. Maybe it's a local issue. Maybe it's a state issue. Maybe it's not even
that's like
a nationwide
I was gonna
thing.
Say it's like something in the supply chain, like, yeah, different cities, but
the person
like,
who put the
to
cheese packets didn't show up for work cities. That day. It's okay, we'll fix it.
And maybe it's like it's the same batch that got delivered to a greater area where it is across multiple yeah. cities, but like they're all still close. But also, I can't imagine that other people haven't experienced this exact same problem, but most people aren't going to go to the lengths to submit a claim. And like, obviously, I don't expect Kraft to be answering their phones, but we get to their response, which is just, their response is weird.
I'm gluten-free. I have celiac disease. I've had celiac disease for almost 5 years, and I live off Kraft gluten-free mac and cheese. I probably have it 5 times
you.
A week. I know that's a
Relatable.
Problem, but that's my problem to have. I spent so much money on Kraft mac and cheese, and this didn't start happening until about 2 months ago, and now it's to the point where I feel like I can't even buy boxes of Kraft mac and gluten-free mac and cheese because it's not going to have the sauce packet.
Honestly, I really feel for her, because if I just couldn't get the Panera mac and cheese any, I would lose my mind.
Yeah. If it's something you rely on.
My one comfort thing, and it's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens to everyone. It happens to me, like, bi-seasonally, if that's a thing, with, like, my coffee creamer. I really enjoy a flavor, then it leaves, and then it comes back. And so I think everybody enjoys things that leave, and that's fine. But when it comes to, like, celiac disease, and that's something that you kind of rely on because maybe you don't cook or, like, whatever the fuck the case may be, that is really shitty. Like, that fucking sucks.
And I'm sure there's other mac and cheeses that she could get, but it's, like, that's something that isn't, like, a season. Like, no, she got it for years, and you
no,
still
and
have
it's still
it.
There.
Just, like,
it's
gonna,
just not,
like, start not
missing
like
the cheese.
Even when I fill out the thing and they give me the coupon, it's still just a waste of my time. It's a waste of everything, but it has to be more than just me, because I'm not there's no way I've gotten 4 defective boxes. This has to be like a whole shipment. And it was at the Walmart of my city, the Meijer of my city, the Kroger of my city, and the Kroger of the city that I work in Frankenmuth. Anyway,
it was probably all from
I'm
the
really
same
not
batch
a Karen. And this is not my normal niche.
So she calls them out and you get the gist of it. And you would think that obviously Kraft is going to see it, because I think that once like it started picking up steam and once something starts getting even semi-viral, like the brand's going to see it. And the way it usually goes on TikTok is not the direction it went. It's usually the opposite, where brands are really like progressive and they have like a Gen Z person as their social media manager.
Yep,
and
yep.
They have really witty, fun responses, or like really slay responses where they're just like, oh my God, like absolutely, girl. Like, let me send you 1,000 fucking boxes of mac and cheese.
And that's the easiest happened. Thing, because it's honestly not a big footprint for them. Like, they're not going to lose a lot of money.
No.
And it's going to be such good PR.
But instead, we have Kraft's comment here that says, hello, We apologize for this issue. We're not having any quality issues with our gluten-free Kraft mac and cheese. That's it. End comment. Submit. Like, what the fuck? Not the fucking auto-response emails following her. You are being gaslit. Like, this is fucking crazy.
I mean, literally, the last episode, we had the sushi people being like, nope, no worm there.
No, it was your chapsticks.
It's like, well, what do you mean? This is like, no quality issues. And it's like, well, she just told you you were having a quality issue. What are you talking about?
Well, and the thing is that who better to tell you that you're having a quality issue than your fucking customers buying your shit? What do you mean?
Who eats it 5 days a week?
That's insane.
Hi, Kraft. It's me again. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about, so let's get into it. I'd like to talk about this comment. I'd like to talk about a comment that you made on your page about how you reached out to me when you haven't.
Oh, new development.
Not
I didn't know that.
Oh my god, gaslighting and gatekeeping the gluten-free cheese.
I'm sure that comment is somewhere on Reddit, so we'll find it. But my thoughts are, like, it's probably people were bombarding Kraft because of this, and then Kraft was like, well, we reached out, like, it's totally fine, you know, that type of answer. But
the answers are
so stoic. So cold. Like, who is on this social media managing team? Because it's giving, like, a CEO was allowed to use his phone.
And I'd like to show proof of that. And then I'd also like to address everybody who's supporting me, because I don't think everybody knows how much this truly means to me.
Oh my god, period, queen.
I do know what it means to you, and I really feel so bad for her, because I literally would be devastated.
I know.
Okay, so Kraft, let's talk. I'd like to talk about this comment first. I would like you to understand that being gluten-free for almost 5 years now and having celiac disease has felt very isolating to me. I've been working with a therapist and a dietitian to work on this with me, but I have comfort foods that I fall back on, and Kraft mac and cheese, your gluten-free line of mac and cheese, has been my main comfort food. I wasn't joking in the last video when I say I eat your mac and cheese all the freaking time, because it's a comfort food for me. This makes it not feel like a comfort food anymore. This does not feel safe. This feels more isolating. This is not helping my relationship with food. And I want you to understand that right off the bat. This is more than just mac and cheese to me. This is literally being able to eat something that when I don't feel good and when my relationship with food is bad. This made me feel worse. It made me think that you think I'm lying.
Mm.
Which, let's talk about lying.
You're giving her trust issues.
On your video, somebody commented this on your TikTok.
Oh my god, so this girl commented and says, are you guys aware that your gluten-free boxes are missing the sauce packets? Ask Abby, which is not a nasty comment. Nothing of, you know, it's not even bad. Kraft responds, hello, we understand your concern. I have to read it in a robotic voice, because literally this is a robot.
It's very AI.
Hello. We understand your concerns and have been in touch with the consumer to make this right. Thank you for reaching out. Okay. Like, what the fuck is that?
Also, make what right? I thought there was no quality issue.
I know. You did reach out to the customer on her comments and gaslit her. So I don't know what you're talking about.
And you responded with this. We understand your concerns and have been in touch with the consumer to make it right. Thank you for reaching out. No, you haven't. Here are my Instagram DMs.
Oh my god, stop.
As you can tell, they're empty. Except down here, you'll see that I mentioned you in my story twice in 2020 when your gluten-free mac and cheese came out. That's because I do gluten-free taste tests on my Instagram story. Not sponsored. I just try them and video myself trying them for other gluten-free people to know whether or not it's worth it. And I did a gluten-free taste test of your food back then. But other than that, you haven't reached out to me on Instagram. Here's my TikTok DMs. Also empty. I follow you on both, so if you want to reach out to me, you can. Now, we have emailed twice.
It says on screen, also, Kraft has my email, phone number, and address from the forms I sent them on their website. They have lots of ways to contact me if they want to.
Kraft, she could be doing much worse. You should see what I've said to Chili's.
Oh, yeah. And just in general, like, and I bet she is angry. She seems angry, but she's being very kind in her response.
Now, we have emailed twice, but not since I made this TikTok, and I'm going to give you the timeline. I also have receipts. A lot of people were also asking me if I had the lot information of the boxes. I gave that information to Kraft, okay? So let me explain it all. I have receipts. Okay, so this is a screen recording video of me going into my email to show you that we have two emails. The first one is from October 1st.
Heinz.
This was your response to my first inquiry about the two boxes of mac and cheese that I got on October 1st, okay? This is my third box, my second inquiry that I sent on November 12th, and you sent me coupons, okay? You sent me three coupons. Outside those two emails, you have not contacted me anywhere else. And this was all before I made my TikTok on Tuesday. This is the email from October 1st. And it's basically, if you want to screenshot it and try to read it, go ahead. But it's basically them not claiming that there's a problem, but saying that they'll send me coupons. They did send me 2 coupons. But I'm showing this here because of this case number, okay? This case number is for the first 2 boxes of mac and cheese that I opened in October, on October 1st, that did not have gluten-free packets in them. They did not have cheese packets in them. Yes, I dug to the bottom of the boxes. People asked that too. I dug. There were no packets.
That's like literally being like, oh, I can't find my phone. Did you check your pocket? But like, yes.
Yeah, I did.
I do not have the lot numbers on the boxes anymore because this was back on October 1st and today is November 21st. So I don't have these 2 boxes anymore, but if Kraft takes this case number and does an internal investigation, they
will not
find those lot numbers because I sent them the email on their website and gave them all the lot numbers from the boxes and stuff. So Kraft has that information, okay? This is the case number for the first 2 boxes, okay? I submitted them on one form. This is the email that I got on for the 3rd box on November 12th. You can see up here, okay, up there. Beep, 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 here it is. And the case number, I'll zoom in. This is the case number.
Okay, I'm gonna skip forward a little bit just because I'm not particularly worried about the lot numbers.
With the 4th box, I was so upset that it didn't have a sauce packet in it because I wasn't feeling well and I had to get to work. I actually didn't get to eat lunch that day because I didn't have time to make anything else. I was upset. I stormed outside and I threw the box away in my outside trash can. I regret that now that this has blown up. I wish I would have had it. I wish I would have sent them a form. I felt like the form wasn't working at this point and I was just upset and done. And I thought maybe if I made a TikTok, maybe a daughter of a higher up, a son of a higher up in Kraft would see it and show their parents. And maybe that's the way I could get to an higher up, or maybe the higher up would even see it. But obviously that wasn't the case because we have that comment. Kraft, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I am telling you, I love you. And that is why I made this and why I am taking these extra steps to reach out to you to tell you that you're having a quality control issue, because I love gluten-free mac and cheese. It's my comfort food. It's one of like my 10 foods that I really don't, I'm not afraid to eat. And I don't want it to be one less food in my diet. I'm already so restricted with being gluten-free and having celiac disease, and I want it back. So I wanted you to solve the problem, not be gaslit. if you would like to reach out to me, I will not be mean. I am not
I'm not mad,
you.
I'm just disappointed.
I don't want anything from you. I just want you to solve the problem.
I have never related to a story we've covered more. And I will say, I am very lucky. I do not have celiac disease. That is not why my diet is limited. It's just limited because my palate is limited and I have a problem. But like, I get it so much.
Kraft did eventually reach out to her by phone and apparently she took notes.
I'm back because within about 2 hours of my 3rd video being posted, I got a call from Kraft. Kraft Heinz Company has officially reached out to me via phone and I took some notes. I talked to the executive named Larry. He was an older gentleman, so I'm sure he has not seen anything here on TikTok, but he was
he's seen it.
Very, very, very kind. He was apologetic and he told me several things that I want to share with you. They are conducting an internal investigation. And they wanted this information, and they're happy that this information got to their executives and higher-ups so they can get a jump on this problem, what might be even a future problem ahead of it. So they thanked me for reaching out to them, and they didn't ask me to take anything down or anything like that. They did not ask me to make this video. I'm making this video to update you because they did the right thing, and they reached out to me. I told them I don't want anything from them, that I just want them to solve the problem. He said, don't be upset if we do send you something anyway. So they might be sending me something, and if they do, I will let you know.
They just send her a bunch of boxes and they don't have sauce packets in them. Can you fucking imagine?
I would absolutely lose my mind.
I mean, this is
insane.
They
need to they should send her like a Santa bag full of just the powder.
Okay, well that seems a little bit
Yeah, but
gross.
No, you know what I mean?
Like, I was thinking more like $10,000 or something. I mean, come on,
that
craft,
would be
girl,
nice. They don't even have to
like
do
that.
Something like crazy like that. Just, I think it would be funny if they sent her like an excessive amount of cheese packets.
But that's not what this is about. I never wanted free product, okay? I wanted the packets in the boxes for me and all the other gluten-free people in the world. I also told Larry that I think he needs to talk to his social media team because the comment on my video was gaslighting me, did isolate me, did make me feel worse, and it was not proper customer service. And it's not just me who thinks that there are thousands of people on TikTok who agreed with that, and that's why they are getting backlash. And he said that they don't blame me for that. But he said, this is what he said, they don't know how they come across until they get feedback on their responses, so that they will be learning from their mistake and they will be looking at their social media team.
The fuck does that mean?
I think you know if someone's bland, boring, and sounds like a robot.
It's literally giving, and they have ChatGPT writing things or something. Something weird is going on here. I think they don't have a social media team.
Is what this is giving?
Apparently Stouffer's reached out.
Let's see what they said.
Hi, TikTok. It's me again. I just got off an interview with TV or Fox 5 Stop News it. In New York. I will be on their
Holy shit. Love that.
Show tonight at 10 p.m. But while I was on the call, my doorbell rang twice, and I believe that those are deliveries from two companies that have reached out to me. So I thought I'd take you with me as we leave the room where I just did my interview. Like, I literally just got off the interview to see what I got. This is my kitchen table. My husband was not on the call, so he was able to go to the door and get the deliveries. Let me set you up on something. So more than just these two companies have reached out to me, but I am so incredibly blessed to have two packages right in front of me from California Pizza Kitchen and Stouffer's. So let's see what Stouffer's sent me. This is creamy street corn. Am I saying that? And it says naturally gluten-free right there. We've got two of these. Let's push those out of the way. We've got two cream spinaches, which say naturally gluten-free right there. We've got, oh my God, chicken enchiladas.
You get it. She got a bunch of free shit. Love that for her.
CPK was a wild card. I love that.
Our researcher put in some comments of people in Crafts comments lately, and people are going off, as you can imagine.
What I think is so funny is that Craft is like, we don't know how we come off until we know how we come off. And then meanwhile, like, all of these other brands are just like capitalizing
Slaying
on
the house. Yeah.
Like, just be better at your job.
Just hire a Gen Z person for your social media. I mean, it's not brain surgery. Yeah, true. I don't think they have anyone. But anyway, that's pretty much it. My butt is like kind of numb.
Yeah,
I feel like
too.
We've been here for a long time. So we love the internet.
That was my we love the internet.
So mine is two parents on a couch, and it says on the screen, things my mom has said that my dad could never say. And I love this very much.
Oh my God.
Things your mother has said to me that I could never say to her. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I wrote it down.
Okay. Get your glasses.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Change your pants before we leave. Your ass is saying. This is actual. I wrote them down. Number two, fix your hair. You look like an axe murderer. That's terrible. Number three, try again. I'm not going out with you looking like that. Yeah, right. Ready? Next one.
Did she say he was wearing all gray? That's not what I didn't hear. I mean, that's a little concerning. It's giving janitor, but like, at the same time, let him live.
This one is my favorite, ready? Fix your shirt so your belly isn't sticking out. I don't have a belly! All these years I'm doing sit-up and push-ups, I don't have a belly! It doesn't stick out.
And honestly, period. And that is also my life. Like, listen, you could bully me back, but fucking watch it, because I swear to God, I will spiral so quick.
Oh my God. Her giggling is the best part of that.
I need to tell Nassim to start writing down the things I tell him, because I'm pretty sure we're on a similar, but I mean, I don't tell him his ass is sagging, but.
Can you do the trend where it's suspect is, and then you like
list
them? I
wanted to do that so bad, but I don't want to have to run.
Well, yeah, it's like a slow motion, like fake run.
I know,
though.
People look like they're running like, pretty fast.
I felt like even it would be funny for us to do it.
I know.
But, and just like film it, like somehow, I don't know.
That would be a tough remote job, yeah.
Yeah, we can just skip. My we love the internet was the mac and cheese.
Okay, period. Well, that works for me. I am so tired. I feel like my contacts are making my eyes burn, and I gotta go. Anyway.
Yeah, my butt hurts and I'm hungry.
Literally also same. If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, hope you had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Thanksgiving that's coming up. And we will see you on Friday. Bye.
I'll have to next week.
Cheers.